USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is heading to Kentucky today, where he'll be talking about how his administration's economic plan is helping to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear.
Today is a big day for Kentucky, for Ohio, and for the United States of America.
The Brent Spence Bridge connects his state to Cincinnati, Ohio.
This is a bridge that carries so much of the country's GDP across it every single day. And while structurally sound, was never designed for the amount of traffic that goes across it.
After three separate votes Tuesday, House Republicans failed to reach an agreement on who Speaker of the House should be. Democrats remain united around Hakeem Jeffries, the New York representative in the minority position. It should be noted no business can be conducted until a speaker is elected. They'll try again later today. Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News says politics is changing, but not for the better.
What about the fact that over decades it has increasingly become true that political parties are getting more powerful and individual representatives that we, the people, elect are getting weaker? And the more powerful these political parties become, who really only care about their own interest in advancing their own power, they use that power to bully individual representatives to do whatever it is they want.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Comet C-2022-E3 could be bright enough to be spotted with the naked eye as it flies by. According to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the comet comes around every 50,000-ish years. Your best bet is January 21st when the moon is at its dimmest for the month. Look to the northwest. The sun is at its closest point to Earth today, also known as perihelion day. This is USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-95. 51-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition. His oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the suspended game against the Bengals and Bills will not be resumed this week. Another drug to help fight COVID-19 has become available for your doctor to prescribe.
Now that the FDA says pharmacists can prescribe Paxlovid directly to COVID patients, CVS Pharmacy is preparing to do so.
We are the first pharmacy in the United States that has pharmacists that prescribe Paxlovid.
Nicole Henry with CVS Health says those who test positive can schedule a phone consultation to see if they're eligible for Paxlovid and either pick up the medication or have it delivered. That means you can avoid going to the emergency room or urgent care for treatment. I'm Jeremy Scott.
China has suggested that travel restrictions imposed by several countries on Chinese arrivals are politically motivated and has warned that the communist country may retaliate. The United States, India, and the UK are among the nations that have introduced mandatory testing for arrivals from China. The country has had a surge in COVID cases following the easing of their lockdowns. Recent storms in California are helping to ease the drought. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.